Okay, we ready? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Dolores.
I'm Dolores.
And I'm a compulsive overeater. And it's nice to be with so many people that are feeling the same way I am about OA. It saved my life. I am a member of OA for 23 years, and I have to be very honest with you, I got my abstinence right away. It was a place in my life that I had no other place to go. And I want to also tell you, my story is not unique. Over 8, joined clubs, did the whole bit. Came into the rooms 23 years ago. I'm a native of Detroit, Michigan, and when I moved, I'm from Morristown, and last year I just moved up by the Delaware Water Gap. Let me tell you, it's a trip here today. It took a little longer than I anticipated, but I had a good navigator. Anyway, but I want to tell you about being a sponsor and having a sponsor, and it saved my life. As I just said, I had no other place to go. But being from Michigan, we moved to Morristown. I don't know if you know Morristown or not, but they have a green. And I can remember moving there, and I said to my husband, I'm not doing this. I'm going back to Detroit. I'm not going back to around that green every time, blah, 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 you know. Well, guess what? We were going to stay for 2 years. We've been here for almost 50. But to come into the rooms, and then they tell me that I have to go, it would be a good idea to go to Parsippany. Where's Parsippany? I live in Morristown. I just threw all these obstacles. All right, I found Parsippany. And then Parsippany says, you know, they didn't tell me what to do. They suggested it. You should get a sponsor. A sponsor? I got to give my food. You know, that whole routine. That whole routine. Well, guess what? I did. And you know what's amazing for me? I've been in 23 years, and I've had her for 23 years. That's just me. It just worked, and we've been through a lot in the 23 years. She's not here today, and I said to her, "Oh, you're missing it because I'm really going to blast you." No, really kidding her, but she saved my life. Because she only had about 6 months ahead of me in sponsorship. But we've been through, we both lost husbands. She just lost hers, I lost mine 5 years ago. What do I want to tell you about sponsorship? I wouldn't have made it without her, with the loss of my husband. And then, like, you know what? Life goes on. It's tough, but it goes on. I was married 57 years. That's a long time. But the thing about sponsorship, whatever I came across with saying, she would say to me, you can do it. I know you can do it. And that's probably the first time in my life that anyone's ever given me the encouragement that I needed. And you know what? I could do it because I wanted it. I wanted it desperately. We don't always agree on the same whatever, you know, but that's no big deal. The other thing is the sponsorship, I found out that, and it's been said a lot in the program that I'm in, she's not my doctor, she's not my therapist, she's not blah, blah, blah. But you know what? She is, because she's a good listener and suggests things and comes across saying what she did to help get through it. You know what's interesting, though? I've never seen her heavy. When I met her, she was at the weight she is now, which I think is interesting. I've seen pictures of her, but you know what's also the camaraderie that goes with our sponsorship? That comes before anything else, and then she's my friend. we don't see one another a lot because both of our lives have changed a lot. She's moved this way and I've moved that way, and but nothing stays the same. But you know what stayed the same? My abstinence. And it doesn't mean that, for me, it didn't mean I had to change sponsors. That's a personal thing. You can do whatever you want. That's what's so wonderful about this program, to do whatever fits you. I happened to be married to a man that had a very unique job. We owned a circus at one time, and we did a lot of traveling, and I was in the program. And they used to send me out on food runs. And I would go and I'd bring back all the stuff that I ate. Well, if you work with the crew of the circus, you really got to feed them that sugar because that's where they get their energy. Then they come down. Anyway, we worked it out. And I found all the restaurants we could go to that I could get an abstinent meal. Call my sponsor and she'd say, where are you? And it's some little town that's this big and they're waiting for us, the circus, to come in. Well, you go to the circus and it's all, there's nothing wrong with that food that's served, but it's not mine. And that's what she kept telling me. That's not your food. That's not on my program. That's not on my program. The other thing is, for what I've been through the last 5 years with the loss of my husband, the loss of my dog, my mother lived to be 101, lost that, my move that I just did on Valentine's Day a year ago. And she would say to me, Dolores, look at all that you've accomplished. I have three boys. They're all married and have lives of their own. And I have to be very careful not to say, I'm never going to live with one of my kids. Guess what? I'm living with the youngest one. It's okay. It's what it has to be. And that's what I get from my sponsor. For today. And to get into the big book about sponsorship, and I believe that in my whole soul, but without her, I don't even want to go that path without her, because she's there. Oh, this is the other thing I want to tell you. If all my family, everybody that knows me knows I'm not a morning person. So when I chose her to be my sponsor, or asked her, she said, well, the only time I've got available is at 6:30. I said, well, that's not too bad. My husband at that time was working in the city. By the time he gets home at 7 o'clock, well, guess what? It was 6:30 a.m. And I was always afraid I was going to oversleep. So I'd get up at 6 o'clock, and this is also a thing in my life. I'm always behind on my ironing. It's a good thing I didn't have girls. But I'd get up and I would iron for a half hour, so I wouldn't miss my call. And it's still at 6:30 in the morning. And the people that I sponsor, that's the other thing I learned from her. You can't take it if you don't. You got to give back what you've gotten from the program, and part of that is sponsoring. All of that kind of stuff. Guess what? I did it because not only from my sponsor, because I know what she does, and she wouldn't like this. She wouldn't. So you won't tell her though, because you don't see her. But she is program, and I needed that, and I still do that in my life. It's not staying with the winners, but it kind of is the people that really want it. What else is out there for me as a compulsive overeater? Listen, I went to a place in Durham, North Carolina called Structure House. This is many moons ago, before I joined OA. It was very expensive. We couldn't afford it, but I'm doing it anyway. That's how I did my food, too. If I wanted it, I'm taking it. Very, very self-indulgent. Anyway, I went to this place called Structure House. It was wonderful. They prepared all your food, changed your bed, you know. It never dawned on me it was a rehab. That's what it was, you know. It was people from all over the United States, all over. And who do I sit next to but somebody from Livingston? And she said, turned to me and she said, you know, there's a meeting not too far from where you live in for obesity. Well, the back, the hair on the back of my neck went, obesity. And here I am at a rehab. And I'm insulted because she's calling it anyway. all that kind of stuff. I cannot tell you the feeling that I get through my sponsor, through coming to the meetings. That's the other thing. Say, get to a meeting, especially after my husband died. And that's what I did. Through the program, through my sponsorship, through my sponsor is going through her husband not quite a year ago. It doesn't mean that I have to get the same, background, but sometimes it helps. And I think my time's just about up, but I want to tell you something. And some of the people that are here in the rooms now have heard this before, but it's very pertinent to me, for my sponsor, for my sponsorship. And the best things to give to your enemy is forgiveness. The best thing to your opponent, tolerance. The best things to give to your friend, your heart. To your child, a good example. To your parents, conduct to make them proud. To yourself, this is basically what I learned from my sponsor, is respect. And to all people, charity. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And I'm Debbie.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Debbie.
Yeah, thank you for your sharing. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. I'm just going to pass this around. Thank you, Secretary. Okay. In 2013, I came to OA. I was encouraged to go by my chiropractor. And I would go to meetings, and I was physically there, but that was it. You know, I had trouble connecting to all of it, you know, but I was very sick in the disease, and I at that time I weighed 379 pounds. I later went out to the Midwest, St. Paul, and attended a retreat, in which I thought that I was just going there to lose some weight and a weight program and all this business. But as it turned out, I get there and it's a whole program based on the 12 steps and OA. It's like, okay. So in the airport, I took Delta Airline. I had called them on the phone. I said, I can't walk or anything. So they said, we'll take care of you. And they got me there, good to go. I was in the airport, and because I was going to what I thought was maybe a diet type thing, I just ate everything under the sun while I was waiting, you know, you name it. But at that time, what happened was, before I would have some pleasure in the food, it was gone. It was like eating paper. It was numb. It's like, well, what is that? You know, so I just sat there crying. And, you know, later my ride came, and I went to this place, and then all of a sudden, you know, they started talking about the 12 steps and, you know, that how if you work the steps, your life can change. And it was the best place on earth that I could have been. You know, I listened to the speakers in the retreat, and they share their experiences just as we do. And one speaker said that she asked God for the will to be willing to do God's will. And she said, because she heard someone else from their experience say that. And so I wrote it down on a piece of paper. And I said, well, I guess I'll do that, but I don't believe it, but I'm gonna just do it. So she said, act as if. So I learned that later on. So I wrote on the paper, and every day I said it, every single day. And then it was God's will, because I winded up, since July 11, 2013, being abstinent, no sugar, wheat, or flour. And I, what I wrote here is that, I'm using my notes, because, anyway. The power word was willingness that gives us the courage for meaningful change in our life. So one thing that did happen this week is a lot of stuff going on. I just had knee replacement last Monday, but thank God, because of the way I'm getting around everything. So I was watching this show. I'll just say her initials. I can't just say who she is. J.M., famous evangelist, lover and death, short advice, Robin. Anyway, she had on there, she's very demonstrative, so she'll have props. So on the prop, it said, it was a prescription bottle. It was a prescription bottle, but it was made like the big giant, like a poster. And on one side it said, trust God, and the other side said, do good. So I said, man, that's sort of like OA, right? That's what our goal is. So anyway, I said, I think I want to like connect with that, you know? And so needless to say, I'll just a sidebar joke. This is what the normal bottle looks. She had the big giant one that said that, like a prescription. So my son, through the grace of God, he's home, and he goes to culinary school and works and gets home late. So I'm saying, I need you to do this poster, right? So he does the poster for me. And because I viewed it not perfect, like the bottle, of course, and here it is 2 a.m, man working himself to death, right? And so I'm all in a frenzy in a state. And I'm saying, well, I'm going to do it over again so I can make every line straight and all this stuff. So I start, and then I said, stop, you know. Just stop. And then he says, Mom, you really need to just go upstairs to bed because it's 2 o'clock. You need to go to bed and get your rest. So, of course, you know, that perfection thing, what's the thing, you know, at 2 in the morning, you want him to draw it like that. So he did this. So I'm going to go over this and this side. And thank you very much, you know, because I said, and I made my man in the morning. I apologize, you know. So Vinny says, he said to me, he says, what did he say? He says, Mom, it's okay, I'm used to it. Love you. And that's how that went. So in that, when, like I said, it said, trust God and do good. And when I saw this, it just reminded me of the goals of OA and the spiritual program. So I remember it in the big book where Bill W. was saved through his belief in the higher power. So In the prescription, I put willingness to trust in higher power, like that, you know. And then when I thought about in the book, it said Bill W. was saved through belief in the higher power and led to spiritual awakening in his life. Then after that, they came to develop the groups of AA and founded AA in the big book and the stories. And all these things helped change their lives. Made them better, changed their lives for the betterment of the universe. So, in Bill W., I also read some notes, and he said, I learned that what is most important is to be myself and do better. I learned through shared experiences of speakers and service. So particularly a speaker who said that she asked God for the will to be willing to do God's will when she came first to OA. This willingness is what I consider the prescription for service and sponsoring others. So what it does, it provides help to people who are suffering and help to us to help each other. So what I put on here is willingness. And with the willingness comes use of the various tools, plan a meeting, sponsorship meeting, telephone, writing tools, literatures, and action plan. You put active plan. All right, but it's okay because it's progress, not perfection. All right, so under sponsorship, what I want to describe is what's worked for me and what I try and make every effort to help others through my experience. And it's sort of like a script in a way. My sponsor and I talk, the first thing we do, we start with the Serenity Prayer. After the Serenity Prayer, we say the number of days or time of abstinence. After that, we go over the food plan, and we also go over the 10-step inventory, which I do every night. There have been a few breakages because things were happening, I guess, the past few weeks, but I'll get to that. But in any event, this ritual of doing this is what keeps everything straight for me. And, you know, and also it's sort of like a ritual and a practice, putting in these new ritual practice positive things where it used to be a whole bunch of things that didn't really serve me well that I used to do. So that's how we do it. It's always the Serenity Prayer, our day's abstinence, review of food plan, review of the 10-step inventory, and all this is already emailed. So we highlight, you know, when the major stuff that's happening. And then we close with a prayer. And traditionally, we always pick out the third step prayer, which is my favorite, and the alternative Serenity Prayer. I could share that maybe later, but it's sort of neat. So, but what I found is this ritual, especially in the beginning, is so important, you know, because it helps formulate meaningful changes in someone's life that occur gradually. It's gradual, you know, because when I first started out, I never thought that where I am today could ever be possible, you know. And when I sponsor, I tell usually. First thing, we talk about making a trigger food list. After the trigger food list, I usually advise or share that make your food list. Pick out the things that you basically like, but, you know, not on a trigger food list that you would crave. And then go shopping and get all that stuff and bring it in the house, you know. And if possible, you know, remove some of those things that, you know, might be too much for you, like you feel like you're going to eat them, you know, go off the deep end. You know, I suggest that. And then I also say get a notebook or something to write in, or if you want to use the email, either one, that's fine. And, you know, each day to write something, you know, about your day, just something, you know. And then eventually we'll get, you know, like after a few weeks or so, I'll ask them to start working on writing a food history. You know, it takes time, that's a real time thing. So they take their time and, you know, can write it. And then, you know, I ask them, you know, let them know if you would like to share with me, you can, you know, you are safe. You can share with me because I know that's what helped me to discover the root cause of why I was overeating. You know, the root cause really was based in pain, abuse, and suffering, a bunch of stuff. So, you know, that's what was happening, but I didn't know that then. You know, so it helps that food history helps people to find what has happened, why am I like this, and what can I do about it and change, and that's in the program. And another thing, when I was out in Minnesota, we wrote a goodbye letter to food. And that was, I'll tell you, that was the most, very powerful, because I think half the day I cried and then could write it, and everybody's in the group, and I'm trying to, I just, you know, after I finished all the crying up a storm, then I wrote it like that. And that was just wonderful. I think that might be in that book somewhere. So I think the important thing is just to listen, and to share. Like my sponsor, she shares her experience, as they say, experience, strength, and hope, in a way that could benefit the sponsee, you know. And it's all gradual, it's no rush. And then sometimes sponsee may call up, oh, I blew it, all this kind of stuff. So I say, okay, one thing I'd like you to do is write about it. And the second thing is that this is our opportunity for change in a positive direction. You can change, just all you have to do is have a willingness. You know, just ask for the willingness if you don't have it, like that. So when we talk about our prescription, on the flip side, so if you do all this stuff and you follow the prescription, like, you know, you get medicine and, you know, it's supposed to heal you, and it does, you know, hopefully you follow the script, then, you know, there's going to be some side effects, right? So if you go ahead, the side effects of it are, let me just read one second thing I filmed, is that one thing I'm into is like holistic healing. I'm working on that. So I said holistic healing involves the mind, body, and spirit. It looks at the person as a whole. The OA prescription uses the tools to help people who are suffering and regain wholeness. So with these meaningful changes that gradually occur, using all these tools and steps and the big book, everything, you're going to have meaningful change. And so I consider them the side effects, right? So when I put down side effects, I put, well, are you ready for this? The side effects are going to be living a better life. What about that? Helping others and service. And when you help others, you help yourself, because it feels great. When I'm not into my total selfishness, dwelling on myself type thing, life is great, because I'm doing something like service to help someone else. A new way of living, right? And able to ride the waves of life. I think someone said that to me, a very knowledgeable woman. I won't say who. Might be in the room. Here you go. So anyway, when I said able to ride the waves of life, so much stuff has been going on prior to my surgery. This is my first knee surgery, November 15th. Good to go, do the jig. This is the second one that was last week, Monday. Getting around pretty good. It's been swollen, a little pain. In the meantime, I have a daughter that's out there in the street, and it's agony. At any given time, we could have a phone call, not here. I'm riding the wave. I'm relying on the higher power. And thank God, OA, I have this. You know, I have this. That, you know, that's my heart and soul, that child. You know, and she has higher power, and I know she's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. And so I see ride waves in whatever is happening in our life, no matter what, even when sponsors call, when I call my sponsor, the program helps you, helps me to learn a meaningful change to help make my life better. And do what Bill W. said, that the best thing is to do good and make our, to be a better self, you know, those two things. So I think that's, oh, other side effects that I put, weight loss, peace, serenity. I think I like those side effects. Better relationships, being myself, find out the root cause of overeating, self-acceptance, spiritual knowledge, many excellent relationships, brothers and sisters in OA and in the world, spiritual knowledge and healing. I think that's it. Thank you.